We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline from SB Nation and Pro Football Weekly, our friend Pete Bukowski. Pete, welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm actually hungry after that Cousin Sub ad. I'm a Philly cheesesteak guy there, though.
I mean, I'm telling you, these guys, they always talk about the food that's brought into the studio, and I'm sitting here, and it is, sometimes you go on there, and I'm sneaking Oreos every time. When Bill's asking me a question, I gobble cookies or something.
I haven't had lunch yet, so we got to talk about football, or I'm going to get hungry.
All right, let's start it closer to home. You know, the Packers have gone on, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers had his big blow-up with the receivers. What was your perspective on that whole thing? And, you know, is that just training camp fodder? I'll be perfectly honest. That's how I took it. I took it as this is a training camp headline when Aaron Rodgers has a sense of urgency, and that's all I really read into it.
You know, I don't know how else to read into it. I mean, I don't know what the opposite take is unless you want to have some sort of negative agenda that you want to push about Aaron Rodgers, about, you know, he's not a good leader or whatever. But to me, this speaks to exactly the opposite, and that is his leadership qualities. He demands precision. He demands a standard of excellence. And what I think is really interesting is when you look at the comments that Mercedes Lewis made yesterday about the attitude that he plays with and practices with, and Mercedes is from an organization in Jacksonville that has been bad for a long time. And he comes and he sees the way Aaron Rodgers prepares and handles his business, and he gets excited. I think that tells you everything you need to know about what that kind of attitude and high bar for success does for a team. Now, maybe rookies react to it differently than veteran players. But I think when you see a longtime veteran, a guy who came to Green Bay in part because he was sick of losing, but to play with Aaron Rodgers, I think that tells you that the way he handled it, he being Rodgers, was the right way. You have to set standards early for these guys and say, look, it's not acceptable for you to play this way in practice. Practice is important. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't just talk the talk on that. He walks the walk as well. He practices with purpose every day, and he expects everyone to prepare as hard as he does.
Let me play devil's advocate with you. Should that have been said more under wraps, behind closed doors and not through the media?
Why can't it be both? I mean, I guess I don't understand the problem.
I'm trying to look at the other side of it by saying that, you know, some players respond better when it's more direct.
Yeah, I get that. I think I don't think there's evidence right now to suggest that Rodgers isn't doing that. I see reports every day in practice from, to see that he took Jamon Moore aside and had a conversation with him about it, or how he wants a route done, or whatever it is. I think if it seemed like this was all he was doing, or he was out to shame guys or take shots at guys, that wasn't what he was doing. I thought it was interesting when he got asked the question yesterday about it. He bristled at the notion that he was calling guys out. He felt like guys needed to understand that it was a business thing. It's not personal. And the phrase he said was, I hope we're not soft enough to take those things personal. This is an expectation that we have in this organization. And as the leader of the team, I have to say something. I think if that's Tom Brady, I think whatever the Boston version of you doing the show right now is falling all over himself talking about what a great leader Brady is for setting expectations like this, right?
Sure. Well, they also have a station deal with him, so they say anything nice about him. Anyway, but yes, yeah, I understand the logic. I understand the logic. We're talking to Pete Bukowski of SB Nation and Pro Football Weekly. All right, I want to bounce around, hit a couple of stories. The first being this strange quarterback discussion in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz says there's a shot he could play week one. The backup, by the way, was the Super Bowl MVP, for those of you that have been living under a rock. And so if you told me he's 100% by week one, then it's a debate. But if he's 100% by week three, then I'm not rushing to get him back and let Nick Foles have his moment. I don't know. I see so both sides of this, and it's a very weird conundrum. And yes, it's a great problem to have, but what a strange one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anyone is advocating that, like, there's a quarterback controversy there, right? Like, that's not the discussion. But I don't know why you would rush Carson Wentz back. And he is the franchise quarterback. He is the franchise player. There's no question about that. There's no, oh, well, maybe he's not. Maybe we just trade him and we ride Nick Foles. No one's saying that. And so if you're taking the long view of this, they just won the Super Bowl. So is there any sort of urgency to say, well, if we don't get him back, maybe we never have the chance to win one again? Packer fans will tell you that it's not as easy as, oh, well, we won it this year, we can always win it next year, and we'll be in it every year because we've got a great quarterback. That's not how this works. But if you expect to have Carson Wentz for the next 10 or 15 years, you don't rush him back and risk re-injuring the knee or putting him in a position to take another kind of hit because he can't move around as well or he's not as comfortable.
Right, what's the rush? Right.
You can't take those risks. And like you said, the guy that they're putting in there just won the Super Bowl.
I mean, Super Bowl MVP is your backup. I don't know. I thought it was kind of strange. All right, I have two questions on a topic that's not my favorite, and that is the players and the kneeling. The NFL was hugely criticized when they instituted their rule asking players to stay in the locker room, and different owners weren't on the same page and all of that. There are still 3 weeks from the season. Does the NFL, or should the NFL, or does the NFL take the opportunity to try to tweak that rule, make an overture to the union so that week one, when really all the eyeballs are on this, it can be minimized to some degree?
Well, I think the irony of all of this is, in an attempt to downplay the protests, they inflamed the players' feelings about the protests. Toward the end of last season, all of the headlines were about the positive changes that these players who had been protesting were now making, and Malcolm Jenkins and the work that he was doing in the community, and the NFL's donating criminal justice reform. What the conversation was about. We weren't even talking about the players that were kneeling on a game-to-game basis. And by changing the rule, the NFL has thrust this back into the spotlight. There have already been reports that players who didn't plan to protest now plan to protest because they don't like being told what to do. So the NFL, you never underestimate their ability to take a PR win and turn it into a PR loss. That seems like what they've done in this case. I think Aaron Rodgers, in a piece on The Ringer recently, said that he felt like this decision should have been made with buy-in from the players.
Sure.
And how can you,
absolutely,
as a league, how can you as a league make a rule that is so it is about the players? Like, this is not even about play or a penalty or whatever. This is literally about player behavior, and you're not even engaging or asking the players what they think about a rule change. I mean, that's ridiculous. And so they put themselves in this position. I think what they're going to try and do is say, there's no new policy for now. We're going to put this on hold, and then maybe at the end of the year, try and come to some sort of understanding. But my expectation is that the policy will not be enforced except on a team-to-team basis, as the Cowboys have said that everyone is going to come out, whatever it is, that you will not see the NFL enforcing any sort of policy in week one. That would be my prediction.
All right. I'm up against the clock, so I can't ask my other one. I will make you laugh, though, and I'll bring it up later in the show. I was going to say, what percentage of the players actually know what they're kneeling about? But that's another discussion. We'll talk all together. Pete Bukowski, thanks so much for doing this. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. That's Pete Bukowski on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.